Chapter 56. The Korean national dish is kimchi. When traveling, it is important to have an open mind. It permits you to engage in conversation with a stranger, to compliment your host, engage in discourse, and find some limited perspective. I say this as one who tried kimchi with an open mind and thought it was disgusting. Perhaps, aficionados say, I have not tried the best kinds. Basic ingredient, cabbage, though cucumber or scallion may be used. Season with brine, chili, ginger, radish, shrimp sauce, fish sauce, etc. Bury in an earthenware pot, perhaps with a dash of fermented shrimp to help the process, and leave underground for a few months, until the dish is nicely mulched. The first Korean in space, Yi So-yeon, was sent to the stars with some of the most expensive kimchi known to man, after it was specially treated to remove the most harmful bacteria and decrease the odor. Who wants to spend 6 months in a space station reeking of grandmother's finest fermented vegetables? Byron 14 was already downstairs, at a table by a wide window that looked towards the sea. We were the only two in the restaurant. As I sat, our hostess put kimchi on the table with the menus, just to get us into the spirit of the meal. Quiet, a while. The clouds across the sea were turning false night dark, cutting off the sun, blocking out the sky. The smaller ships were heading to port, the larger freighters seemingly stationary on the horizon, until you looked again and found that they were gone. The light of the restaurant reflected our faces back to us against the glass. I hoped Byron had been to the toilet before she left. I would need her uninterrupted attention. At last, she said, looking at me. For the first time, this time? Do you have perfection? I put the USB stick on the table between us, a flicker in her eyes, a slight pulling in of her breath. Surprise? Excitement? Perhaps both. That's it? She asked, eyeing the USB stick. That's it.